So, Miriam, in the light of all this startling information, I'd like to know what we're doing in the field of customer retention.
Well, Peter, as you know, we have several long-term programmes in operation. In the art gallery, there is a record kept of everyone who has bought a painting or a piece of sculpture in the last 10 years. Whenever we have a new exhibition, each of them is sent a personal invitation to the opening. Then there is a free bar at the opening itself. You know the result of this programme. Many of our fine art customers are frequent buyers.
OK, what else?
Our interest-free finance plan for art purchases also helps to keep us in contact with our customers. Several of them come in once or twice a month personally to make a payment towards a painting which they have bought.
And which is already hanging in their house, right?
Yes. Of course, they are allowed to take the painting with them immediately they have decided upon it. And if they are unsure, they can take it home for a trial period to see if it fits with the character of their house.
Has anybody ever taken advantage of this system to run off with a work of art?
No. Of course, there is always a danger of that. But I think that is a very small danger relative to the goodwill which our financing arrangements win for us.
You're quite right. Do we have a follow-up programme for purchasers of paintings and sculpture?
What do you mean?
I mean, do we send them a compliment slip or a note saying, "Thank you for your custom. We look forward to doing business with you in the future," or something along those lines?
Not that I know of. Do you think it would be a good idea?
Well, I think it depends. Something like that has to be done tastefully or it can be offensive. I wouldn't like the thought of one of our best customers getting something which is easily recognised as a circular.
You're right. I'll look into the idea and see what sorts of layout are possible. Perhaps a compliment slip with a short message and my signature would work for us. After all, the volume of sales in the art gallery is relatively low.
Right then. What about the bookshop? Do we have any customer retention programme in place there?
We have the catalogues and the wants book.
Go through these systems again with me, will you?
Sure. The catalogues are subject or interest specific. For example, there may be a catalogue published of our stock of 19th century British history books. This will go out to everybody who has previously expressed an interest, as well as to the bigger customers, the libraries and universities.
How does somebody come to express an interest in 19th century British history?
Usually they either buy a history book, at which point they're asked if they'd like to be on the mailing list for catalogues dealing with similar titles in the future, or they're looking for a history book which we don't have, in which case they often go onto the history mailing list and into the wants book at the same time.
How does the wants book work?
It's very simple. If somebody is looking for a book that we don't have and can't simply order, say, a book that is out of print, we take their name and address.
With their permission, of course.
Of course. If we subsequently come across a copy of the book, even if it is 2 years later, we send a postcard asking if the customer is still interested. Often they are, and are furthermore delighted with the personal attention.
That's a great idea.
Yes, but it does tend to be rather labour-intensive. The wants book isn't yet computerised, and so filling orders basically takes the form of looking through back issues and correlating entries with the bookshop's database.
Any plans in the pipeline to computerise the system?
Not at the moment, but shall I get a quotation for the work?
Do, please. So that makes two good customer retention programmes. Do we have any others?
Not officially.